Okay. Tafresh Pehe, Seder Arba Parshios. Mechaber says, Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSamach LeNisan Shechalios B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, which falls out on Shabbos. Korin Parshash Shkalem, Chehi Kisisa, Ad V'Asisa Kir Nechoshes, U'mafter V'yichros Yoyada. So, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, then we lane a special parsha shkalim, which is kisisa until vasisa kir nechoshes, which discusses the accounting, and we are mafter veichros yehoyada umotzin shoshu sefarim. You take out three sefer Torah, bachas kor parsha sashavua, the regular parsha in the first one, ubasheni shel Rosh Chodesh, the second parsha, you read the Rosh Chodesh parsha, ubashlishi kor mafter parsha shkalim, the third one you lane the parshas shkalim. Why is it that we lane parshas shkalim? So it's in order to remind us, it's a zikaron to the mitzvah of the machasis hashekel, which will be discussed shortly, which was collected at that time. Right, the Arba Parshios, might as well list them now. Mishnah Berurah does, so he starts with Shkalim, and then Zachor is to remember Amalek, and then Parah Aduma, and then HaChodesh. There's a discussion, do you have to do Shai Mikra for these Parshios or not? So the Shulchan Aruch wrote earlier that in terms of Parshios of Yantiv, you don't need to do Shai Mikra because you're going to do it at some point during the year. Whenever it's the appropriate parsha for that Shabbos, that's when you do it anyway, so there's no need to do it for Yom Tov. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, same thing is true for the Arba Parshios. If there are those who have the practice of, there are some people who have the practice of doing the Haftorah before Shabbos also, so then they can do the one for Arba Parshios, because that one you won't do at any point during the year. The reason for the Haftorah of Vayichros Yehoyada is because it's gifts to the Bet HaKabayis are mentioned. You don't do the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Even though it's Tadir and Tadir Shenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, because the fact that we finish with the Parsha of Shkalim, that's the last thing you lane, so that's what you do the Haftorah for as well. If you made a mistake and you lane the wrong Haftorah, you do the Haftorah for the Parsha of Sashavua, and you realize before you've made the final brachas, so earlier the Mishnah Berurah wrote that in the middle, you just switch in the middle of the Haftorah to the correct Haftorah. You don't need to make new brachas if you're laning from a klaf, yes. You would do that. The second Shabbos, the second week, you take out two Sifrei Torah. Be'echad kor parsha sashavua, the regular parsha. B'sheni kor zachor es asher asa alacham aleik. U'mafter pakarti es asher asa amaleik. Sif gimel, b'shabbos shlishis, shehu tes vav ba'adar mafsikin. There's a break that Shabbos. B'shabbos reviyas, the fourth Shabbos, shehu chaf beiz la'adar motziin shnei svarim. Be'echad kor parsha shavua. Sheni kori parshas para umaftir v'zarakti aleichem mayim tohorim. Siv dalad b'shabbos chamishi, the fifth Shabbos, shu chav tes ba'adar motziin shnei svarim, be'echad kori parshas ha-shavua, u'b'sheni ha-chodesh ezelechem, umaftir b'rishon be'echad l'chodesh. Siv hey, that's all if it falls out on a Shabbos. But chal Rosh Chodesh Adar ha-samach l'nisan b'sochim ha-shavua, what happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, not on a Shabbos? Afilu b'erev Shabbos, makdimin likros parshas shkalim b'shabbos shelefanav. You lane Parshat Shkalim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, umafsikim b'shnia, and then the next Shabbos you take a break, kedei she'ite Parshat Zachor b'Shabbos asmucha l'Purim l'fanav, because Parshat Zachor always has to be lane the Shabbos right before Purim. That is the calculation. V'imchal Purim b'erev Shabbos, if Purim falls out on erev Shabbos, makdimin likros Parshat Zachor b'Shabbos shelefanav, then you do Zachor before that, the Shabbos before that. Sivav hayamim sherai l'kvav hem Rosh Chodesh Adar, Zav Du, those are the possible days to have Rosh Chodesh Adar. Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. V'simen l'Shabbosos Hafsaka, and there's a simen to know which Shabbos you take a break from. Zatu, Bu, I don't know how you say these. Dalad, Dalad, V'yidvav, Klomar, Shachal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Mavsikim B'Chamish Aserbo, V'simen Zatu. So there's a calculation for how you know when to take off the different weeks. What happens if you don't have three Sifrei Torah? You only have two Sifrei Torah, so what are you supposed to do when it falls out on Shabbos? So the Rama wrote earlier that the Maftir you lane from the original Torah. So that's what you should do. You should roll that one instead. There were some who had the practice of not actually rolling, of not actually taking out another Sifrei Torah. They would actually lane... they would actually roll the Torah because they said it wasn't so much of a tircha, so there was no reason to roll the Torah. There was no reason to take out an extra Torah, but we don't have the practice that way. We take out however many sefer Torah, because for us it appears that everything is a tircha.